Not only will youth be served, but it will be an outright factor on the blue line and in goal for the Victoria Grizzlies and Alberni Valley Bulldogs in their BC Hockey League Coastal Conference quarterfinal series beginning tonight in Port Alberni. Grizzlies defenseman Hoyt Stanley, the 77th-ranked North American skater for this year's NHL draft, Bulldogs defender Jax Wizemer, the hometown Port Alberni product committed to NCAA Div. 1 with the University of Connecticut Huskies, and emerging Grizzlies goaltender Oliver Au Young Ashton were named this week to the BCHL All-17-Year-Olds team. Au Young Ashton was also named the BCHL High School Player of the Month for March. The Coquitlam product posted a .918 save percentage during the month, winning 5 games and starting 10 of his team's the 11th of March matchups. But never also underestimate the value of experience in the playoffs. That will be provided amply for the Bulldogs by forward and NCAA Div. 1 Merrimack-bound Ethan Bono, the veteran 6'3" forward out of Port McNeil. For the Grizzlies it could be leading scorer Olivier Picard, the Memorial Cup-winning forward last season with the St. John Sea Dogs, and Boston University-bound Jack Gorton, who provide that veteran edge and postseason experience. Stanley, Au Young Ashton and Picard head into the jaws of the dog pound tonight and Saturday in Port Alberni, with Wizemer and Bono looking to defend it, in the first 2 games of the best-of-7 series before it swings down island for the 3rd and 4th games Tuesday and Wednesday at the Q Center. Our rink has a reputation, among visiting teams, as an unwelcoming place, said Bulldogs president David Michaud. It's time for the dog pound to get barking. The Bulldogs threw even more gasoline on the issue with a story on their website previewing the series that contained the following statement: the Bulldogs' home ice advantage will be an X factor in the series. There is no question on which arena provides the better atmosphere for the series. The dog pound has been a zoo of late, while the Q Center can best be described as a calm environment. Michaud doubled down and said the Bulldogs' faithful travels well on the island and are usually louder on the road than the home team's fans. The Bulldogs' home ice, and perhaps even road game fan advantage, could prove the difference as every other metric between the Coastal Conference third seed Bulldogs, 3-1-1-9-4, and sixth seed Grizzlies, 2-6-2-0-8, is about even. The regular season series was won 4-3 by Alberni Valley, but one of their wins was in overtime and another in a shootout. The combined scores in the 7 meetings favored the Bulldogs but by only 22-21. The Grizzlies had 2 recent wins over the Bulldogs in March. There's not a ton of difference between these teams, said Michaud. There's a lot of talent on both teams with a number of players, 12 on the Bulldogs and 9 on the Grizzlies, committed to NCAA Div. 1 at top-flight schools. Another factor could be momentum. The Bulldogs head into the series with the best record in the Coastal Conference since Christmas at the 1st of April 21, and second best in the league in that time behind only the runaway regular season champion Penticton Vs. The Grizzlies, meanwhile, stagger in after having lost their last 4 regular season games, including 4-0 to the Bulldogs in Alberni's season finale at the Alberni Valley Multiplex. Hobie Hedquist recorded his 3rd shutout of the season, and 8th of his career, for his Alberni Valley franchise record 54th career victory in that game against Victoria. The Bulldogs' 6'2" American goaltender from Heron Lake, Minnesota, is headed to traditional NCAA Div. 1 powerhouse North Dakota and will be another factor in the series. Hedquist was ranked by Central Scouting for the 2022 NHL draft but overlooked and is making pro scouts second-guess themselves. The Bulldogs have been the best team in our conference since Christmas, and are solid in all areas from goaltending to defense to the forwards, said Grizzlies GM and head coach Rylan Furster. They have a fun building to play in. We know we have to win at least one game in that building. In the other Coastal Conference first-round playoff series, the conference top seed Nanaimo Clippers, 3-7-1-4-3, meet the 8th seed Langley Rivermen, 1-6-3-3-5, with Clippers head coach Colin Burkas suspended and Dave Liffiden named interim coach for the playoffs. The 2nd seed Surrey Eagles, 35-16-3, play the 7th seed Powell River Kings, 2-0-2-6-8, and 4th seed Coquitlam Express, 28-19-7, meet the 5th seed Chilliwack Chiefs, 28-22-4. The Interior Conference playoffs, headed by the league top seed V's, the 1st of March 50, also open tonight and Saturday. CDH Ean saw at TimesColonist.com.